Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Iridium. We have a great show for you tonight, but before we begin, we just have a few announcements. If you received a white card from the manager at the door, please give it to your waiter or waitress. There's no flash photography, and please no video or audio recording without permission. And please silence all cell phones. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage the Ed Palermo Big Band.
Boy, do I like this, a sold-out house. All right, thank you very much, folks. Welcome to the CD release party of the Ed Palermo Big Band. Let me explain this CD to you and the title. The name of the album is Oh No, Not Jazz. And the reason why it's called Oh No, Not Jazz is because when my younger daughter was like 9 years old, we were driving the car and I took out the cassette that had the Spice Girls on it and I put it in the Cannonball Adderley Quintet. And then that's when she said, Oh No, Not Jazz. So anyway, Sally inspired me to actually call this album this, and I am so proud of the artwork on this album, and it's you just got to see this, and I'm proud of the CD. It's a double disc. When you buy it on an Ed Palermo concert, thank you very much. On an Ed Palermo concert, you get it's for the two discs for the price of one. This is what it looks like. Now this poster here was. The idea of putting it on a poster for this gig was made by Winston, who's an extremely creative gentleman here who works at here at Iridium. And so thank you, Winston. I appreciate that very much. Okay. Let me see. The fifth Beatle of the Ed Palermo Big Band is trying to tell me something.
Just hold him up the desk.
Oh, thank you very much. Okay. Now, if you buy a disc today, because we're selling all this stuff, if you buy an Oh No Not Jazz CD, you not only get that, we'll give you a really cool picture of Napoleon Murphy Brock. Along with that, you're going to get this is insane, DVD, even though it's only audio, of 20 Ed Palermo Big Band live shows. So that's what you get, yeah. Oh, by the way, and you'll be, you guys in the band, should be expecting your cut. Right, note to self, remind band members next time. So did I do good?
Yeah.
Ah, there you go. Okay, folks, there's not going to be a whole lot of chit-chat during the show. Once we start, we're pretty much not going to stop. So thank you all for coming. Now, when I first saw Frank Zappa in 1969 at a club in Philadelphia called the Electric Factory, Zappa was doing a lot of different type of things, and this is what you could expect to hear, okay? There you go. Enjoy the show, folks. Dime, it would sound like this.
Thank you.
The first word of this song is discorporate. It means to feed your body.
Discorporate.
proud to bring back to the Iridium with the Ed Palermo Big Band, one of the greatest guitar players on the planet, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't think, take my word for it, Steve Vai, Frank Zappa himself, these guys have all hired Mike, and he's just an astounding musician. Mike Keneally! Neely. That arrangement, by the way, was by Bruce McDaniel. That's called Sinister Footwear, one of Frank Zappa's most challenging compositions. Boy, that was one for one. Here's another Frank Zappa song arranged by Bruce McDaniel. Thank you. from San Diego, California, Mike Agnelli. If you want to check out Mike's his time with Frank Zappa, the albums that were the 1988 tour, which is Broadway the Hard Way, Make a Jazz Noise Here, and The Best Band You Never Heard in Your Life. And go on his website, because he's recorded so much of his own stuff, and the music is so beautiful. Mike Connealy.
Mike, can we get some of Mike Connealy music up at the...
We are selling Mike Connealy CDs, all right? Good. We continue. We got a guy from San Diego, California. And we got a guy from San Jose, California. Talk about a guy, Frank Zappa, street cred. This guy played in Frank Zappa's, one of his greatest bands, the bands in the 70s with Jean-Luc Ponty, George Duke. And this guy's one of the most amazing musicians, and you're gonna find out why. Napoleon Murphy Brock.
Thank you. shoes. Baby, there's a bundle of rags that I can use. Hey, anybody, can't you tell a dime? It's a little hurt, but let's go really fine.
Ed Palermo, big man.
Ouch!
Keep me in my skin, please.
All right, okay. First of all, I wanted to tell you, I got a strict warning from my wife before the show that there are children in the audience, so watch your mouth, are the exact words she said. And some of those young people are actually my beloved private students, and so I'm going to tell you this. I'm sorry if you're disappointed that you're not going to hear any profanity out of me. If you want to hear profanity, just wait for your lesson. Or for the second set. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Mike Keneally, Napoleon Murphy, Brock. What a team, right? Like I mentioned, we are celebrating our CD release party tonight. Oh No Not Jazz, and we are celebrating that fact by not doing one song off that album. Anyway, the song we just played was Can't Afford No Shoes. That's off of the Frank Zappa album called One Size Fits All, and of which Napoleon, a lot of people don't know this, Napoleon sings so many, Frank Zappa, you know, the genius of all times, trusted Napoleon so much that he would have Napoleon come up with his own harmonies. And if you check it out, the harmonies are unreal on that, and a lot of that was the creation of Napoleon Murphy Brock. And Napoleon played, like I said, with the band with that Zappa had with the Fowler Brothers and George Duke and Ruth Underwood, Chester. You know, I mean, just like the greatest musician in the world. And the thing is about Napoleon, as great as those musicians are, Napoleon, everyone in the band knew that Napoleon was up at that level. And so, you know, God bless you, babe. Okay. Napoleon
Love
Murphy,
you,
bro.
God bless you. Thank you, sir.
Okay, we're going to do another song off of One Size Fits All. I'm proud that I'm the guy who can... Oh. I'm proud to say that I'm the one who convinced Napoleon to sing this song with us, because he did not sing this on One Size Fits All, but there he is. It's called Evelyn, a modified dog.
Evelyn, a modified dog, view the quivering fringe of a special doily, draped across your piano with some surprise. In a darker room where the chairs are made and the horrible curtains muffle the rain, she could hardly believe her eyes. A curious breeze of garlic breath that sounded like a snore, somewhere in the sideway or even from within, that caused the doily fringe to warp and tremble in the room. Evelyn the dog, having undergone further modification, pondered the significance of short person behavior with penalty press, achromatic resonance, and other highly ambient domain. Arf, she say, yeah.
Oh,
thank you. We'll be back probably very soon. Thanks to the whole band, Mike Keneally, Napoleon Murphy Brock. Good night.
Show for you tonight, but before we begin, just a few announcements. If you received a white card from the manager at the door, please give it to your waiter or waitress. There's no flash photography, and please no video or audio recording without permission. And please silence all cell phones. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage the Ed Palermo Big Band.
Well, welcome to the stage, Ed Palermo, and oh, I don't know.
I'm sorry, I was sent out here to tell that Mr. Palermo is sick. He will not be able to make tonight's performance. Hi, everybody. So, judging by applause, how many people were here for the first show?
Masochists.
How many virgins do we have? All right. No, I'm sorry. I meant first time people here. But it's good to know otherwise. I tell you, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, how many Frank Zappa fans do we have here? Okay, let me have it. What songs do you want to hear? What's Zappa tunes? You're in luck. We're doing all of them. This is our CD release party, and we're having a great time. This is our second night, and I gotta tell you, last night was off the charts. This is even gonna be more off the charts. After last night, I got all these emails. I was answering emails all day today about people who were just like astounded by the greatness of the musicians in the Ed Palermo Big Band, and Mike Keneally. And I got to tell you, there was a lot of emails, and just about, maybe all of them except for one, maybe said Mike Keneally, which was like one of the greatest things they'd ever seen. Now, except that one, though, I don't know what you did, Mike, to piss this motherfucker off. But But anyway, I gotta tell you, so folks, you're in for a good time. Thank you. Kenny Jacoby. Oh yeah, I forgot to tell you, we don't do all Zappa. I tell you what we do all songs that make me feel nostalgic for high school. That's pretty much what it is. That's a Todd Rundgren song called Black Mariah. And any day now I expect to get a cease and desist letter from the Todd Rundgren estate. Ladies and gentlemen, exactly. All right, okay, you know what? The first set, I forgot to introduce guys in the band, the people in the band. Okay, so I'm going to do that right now. I'm going to correct that transgression right now. Over on that end, we have from Connecticut, a man of many parking tickets and car break-ins, Mr. Joe Mayo. From Texas, right next to him, from Texas. He usually plays this gig sitting on a saddle. Mr. Phil Chester. On lead alto saxophone, incredible musician who's actually just filling in for our regular guy, but she's an amazing musician, Jenny Hill. Oh, and next to Jenny, we have a guy who has an album out called Crossing, and it's amazing. Actually, I want to tell you this, Ben. Someone here was here last night, heard me plug that. You got yourself another sale, baby. All right. I was going to say something about that, but I can't remember. Okay, next to Ben, we have the incredible Barbara Cefelli. Our trombone section from that end, we have Eric Storkman. On this end, we have Mr. Matthew Ingman. Now, in the middle there, we have playing lead trombone. He's filling in for our regular guy, but this guy is one of the most amazing trombone players, and later on you're going to hear him solo. It's incredible. I told this story a little bit last night, but I got to tell you. Michael Boshin was at the top of his game several years ago playing Broadway shows, recording the most high-profile stuff. Incredible. He gave it all up for him and his wife to travel America to interview parents about the trials and tribulations of raising kids. He gave that all up, but now he's come back, and so he decided to get back to where he was. He's got to start at the very bottom. And by playing with the Ed Palermo Big Band, Mike Boshin! Our trumpet section, John Bailey! Our lead trumpet, Mr. Ronnie Buttercavalli! On keyboards, we have Ted Kushian. On the piano, way back there, Mr. Robert Quaranta. On drums, Mr. Ray Marchica. On bass, Paul Adamy. Our violin section, Katie Jacoby. On guitar and vocals, and he also produced the last two albums that I've released, Mr. Bruce McDaniel. And of course, our guest artists, Mike Keneally and Napoleon Murphy Brock. Okay, we're gonna go. How many people here have seen the movie Spinal Tap? Yeah. You remember that part where they're at Elvis's grave and trying to like sing Heartbreak Hotel or something, trying to find the note? That's what you're going to witness now for real. Check this shit out. I am the heaven. I am the water. The fucking dick.
Dixie Chicks, right?
Ich bin der Jack unter deinen Bossen.
Oh, I feel
and gentlemen, put your hands together for Napoleon Murphy Brock.
This is dedicated to my brother George Duke. The last thing we did together with a 54-piece orchestra was this song.
Are we moving to summer? Have you seen us up the river? We look pretty sharp in these clothes.
Yes, we do.
Unless we get swayed with a hoe. It ain't that in a day if they squirted your way. Except in the winter when it's froze. And it's hard when it hits on you now.
Pajama people.
run home with you in. Save a dollar.
Ed Palermo, big band.
guitar solo, Bruce McDaniel. Ladies and gentlemen, I am so thrilled. First off, I got Paul Adam. He's the one who saves me from myself more than anyone else in the band. Am I forgetting anything? We're selling CDs tonight. My new CD is called Oh No, Not Jazz. And it's a double disc for the price of one, $20, okay? And with that, you get a free picture of Napoleon that is so cool. You got to see this. And Mike Neely has stuff that we're actually several CDs that he's selling of his. And Napoleon, you got any CDs of yours you're selling?
No. He actually let me sing on one of his CDs.
The album, Oh No Not Jazz, opens with...
Vicariously, it's my CD.
More than vicariously. He opens the CD with Frank Zappa's classic, Inca Roads. So you got to hear that. But we're selling it at the end. What's about to happen now is just something that I came up with earlier. And Mike Keneally is one of the only people I know that can actually do this. Now, those of you who are fans of Napoleon Murphy Brock, looks like we have problems over here. Napoleon first started playing with Frank Zappa in the 70s, and now Napoleon was with, like, the most unbelievable musicians in the world playing in Zappa's band, Jean Volpanti, Ruth Underwood, and others, but no one more talented, no bigger genius than George Duke.
Well,
we lost George Duke recently. George Duke and Napoleon were like really tight friends, and so I know his passing meant a lot to, we talked a lot about this together, and George Duke, actually, a lot of what's on Zappa Records, there's stuff that George just came out on his own, that he just created himself, that are actually like almost signature licks, signature themes, that when people hear it, they think Zappa, and what a lot of people don't know, a lot of that is actually George Duke, and this is what you're about to hear Mike Keneally play, and believe me, I just sprung this on him tonight. He's going to play a George Duke signature lick. Go ahead. We'll be right back.
President's Cafe. On beers and tasting and food in the day. Ronnie and Kenny helping burn his boots away. All the while on the shelf in the shed, Kenny's little creatures on display. Ronnie says his dummies on a window in his room, a model to be seen, distant every green. While Kenny and his buddy play a game out in the back, let's make the water turn black. We see them at the school in a world of their own. The sun it might seem creepy, but they do. The neighbors on the right try to watch them every night. See a bomber burn, color flashing, thunder crashing, dynamite machine. Wait till the fire turns green. Wait till the fire turns green. Wait till the fire turns green or gray.
Years ago, I thought I might get some sleep. I
stretch myself out on an empty bed, and my spirit in the night free. And though I never sleep no more. Seems to me that it just ain't wise. If I get you all awake up in the morning, the moon is only worth a hundred around.
Napoleon Murphy Brock. One thing I've been remiss in saying, I'm dedicating tonight's performance to my wife, Susan. Because she's not only incredibly supportive wife, but also because I forgot... No, because I forgot to put her name in the special thanks of the... True story. Sorry about that, Sue. Susan, incredible woman. I actually... had a dream last night after last night's thing. This is true. I had a dream that, you know, the actress Kate Blanchett? My dream was she was coming on to me really strong. It's true. I mean, she's like, you know, it's just like really strong. So I told Susan in the morning, and she goes, Ed, I think Kate Blanchett's a little out of your league. To which I said, no, she's good enough for me. That said, to bring a whole symmetry to this whole thing tonight, we started the first set tonight with a couple of Zappa-esque type things that like he was doing back in 1969. Zappa's a big doo-wop fanatic, and we very rarely do doo-wop, but here's a song that's so perfect for that, and it's going to feature Napoleon Murphy Brock. This is called, this was that big hit by a fellow, Napoleon's favorite singer, Jesse Belden. This is called Good Night, My Love.
Good night, my love. There's a dream. My love, may tomorrow be sunny and bright. I'll bring you closer to me. Is this love still warm for me, or has it grown cold? Ow, if you should wake in the still of the night, please have no fear.
thank you, everybody. I'm so thrilled that you all came out tonight. Just in case you haven't noticed, this is as much fun as I'm capable of having. And I owe it all to the members of the Ed Palermo Big Band. That's why I dedicated, I don't know if you guys know this, but I dedicated the album to all of you. Thank you, all of you. Mike Keneally, Napoleon Murphy, Brock. God bless all of you. And everyone that came tonight. We'll be back. Go to my website. We'll tell you all about what's going on in the future. And we're selling CDs and blah, 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 blah. And ladies and gentlemen, good night. We'll be right back. Good night.
Muffin Man is seated at the table in the laboratory of the Utility Muffin Research Kitchen. Reaching for an oversized chrome spoon, he gathers an intimate quantity of dried muffin remnants and, brushing his scalpel aside, proceeds to dump these inside of his shirt. He turns to us and speaks.
Some people like cupcakes better. I, for one, care less for them.
Arrogantly twisting the sterile canvas snoot of a fully charged icing anointment utensil, he puts forth a quarter ounce green rosette near the summit of a dense but radiant muffin of his own design.
Later, he says, Some people like cupcakes exclusively, while myself, I say, there is not, nor ought there be, nothing so exalted on the face of God's great earth as that prince of food.
Hold it, wait a minute.
Hey, what are, these two guys are incredible. This was unbelievable. We love you. Thank you so much. Me, Mike, and Napoleon, we'll meet you at the bar.